Time to talk some racing now on the Big Sports Breakfast. Brad Davidson joining us. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, g'day, Jared. G'day, everyone. Big Wednesday of racing at Rose Hill, and of course, just a few days out now from the big championships on the weekend.
Yeah, we had the four Group 1s, the final fields and barrier draws yesterday, and what did you make of what came out of those draws? We've seen early money for Brandenburg bolting into favouritism for the Doncaster and naturally Nature Strip. Perfect draw. Barrier 1 for the Tab TJ Smith.
Yeah, exactly, Jared. There's been a couple of strong moves already, hasn't there, with those two runners in particular. And they should strip five into $3.50 after drawing the inside gate there. You'd have to imagine that big win last time out, he's going to be extremely hard to catch from the front. He ticked that 1,200-metre box at Flemington last spring, and he's the one the punters have definitely circled around in the TJ Smith. And Brandenburg, the three-year-old, obviously the weight pull there, 15.5 kilos, definitely the factor with punters. He comes through the George Ryder as well, which has been a great form reference for the Doncaster over recent years. And look, he finished fourth there. I think he gets a 4.5 kilo swing on Super Seth for beating that horse home several lengths as well. I know that horse was off a setback, but he does look particularly well weighted for G Boss in the saddle, and definitely one of the main hopes in what looks a pretty open Doncaster this year as normal.
Geez, Chris Waller's got a few runners in the Doncaster. What's he got, 8 in an emergency?
He's got plenty, doesn't he, going right through the list. What has he got? Colding, Kingsville Dream, Mr. Seawolf, Yearlong Prince, Imaging, Star of the Seas, Night's Watch, Shared Ambition back from 2,000 metres, of course, and Reloaded, one of the emergencies down the bottom. Of course, it's gone to a whole new level this time in, so... Yep, 8 of the 20 runners there. So hopefully, Chris will be very hopeful that he can get another Doncaster in the bank. But it's not going to be easy. There's definitely form references right across the board. Melody Bell from the top, and Yearlong Prince, obviously one of these. I thought could run well at odds. Shared Ambitions right there. So look, I've got a bit more work to do on that race in the next day or two, and we'll give a bit more of a firmer view there on Friday.
We could see a rejig of the spring, Brad.
Yeah, it's everything's on the table, isn't it, at the moment with this COVID-19, of course. But Melbourne Racing officials considering a new look spring, of course. We'll just see how it all pans out. But there is even a chance that the 100th running of the Cox Plate might not be run this year because, it's such a big celebration that, the club would definitely love to have a crowd there and be able to celebrate it in style. So they're even considering if, this COVID-19 continues on for many months that we might not even see a Cox Plate this year. And even Peter Volandi's flagging in the Sydney press in recent days that if we don't have crowds by the spring, maybe even the Everest might even be pushed back until December if we're more likely to get a crowd then. So racing officials definitely looking at all options, and we'll just see how it all pans out with this COVID-19 in the coming months.
Well, they are continuing to race, and they're racing at Rose Hill, and it's a good day of racing at Rose Hill. Do you like anything today?
Yeah, I don't mind the card. I think the best is race 2, number 10, Duenna, for the Godolphin Yard here. Now, this filly had absolutely no luck at all first up, should have won comfortably. Now, this is a little bit stronger, but she just draws just behind them here. Loved her trials leading in. I think she's gone to a new level, and she had some form behind some good horses last time in already. So I think she's the best at around $4. I think she'll firm and start favourite there. Race 2, number 10. A couple of others to mention. Race 1, number 9, Rock My Want. 1,400 back to 1,200. A little bit of a concern, but I think she's got the best form coming into this, and around the 480 seems acceptable here. Race 8, number 7, Military Magic. Looks a race in 2 between Military Magic and Instant Attraction. You could probably even save the other one there. But, look, she's 3 from 3, Military Magic, draws well. Nice trial leading in. The unbeaten filly, happy to lean her way. And if you are looking for a roughy punters, race 3, number 14, Surgeon. Did beat home all-time legend, the favourite for this race last time out. I know the favourite was a little bit unlucky last time out. But Surgeon was holding it on the line. I thought around $21 and $5 the place in particular. Was definitely over the odds for this horse. He's been going really well this preparation, underrated. He'll do no work from the run, and he'll be strong at the finish. And I think he can lob into a place there, and he's a knockout win hope at 21s as well.
Too good, Brad. Have a great day, mate.
Cheers, guys.